This is Reverend Bookburn getting ready to go on in about 1 or 2 minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters going on in 1 or 2 minutes. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball Special 2005. Yes, now an annual sacred holy tradition, and we're going to be pumped for the holidays, play a lot of great tunes, some stuff to read, some news to cover, and a very special live guest. Tonight, who came here from Washington to greet and speak to the Bookburners, if he is not, in fact, too drunk to speak. And we'll talk to him later. And let's see, we'll play some holiday spirit tunes and a track from Jerry Jams. It's a tribute to Jerry Garcia, and it benefits good causes, and it's from the JerryJamsFund.com, and the Reverend's friend Catherine Moon and Josh Rubin do a track from that. But first, in this holy, sacred holiday season, let us start off with something from one of the holiest of motion pictures ever produced. I am, of course, referring to Monty Python's Life of Brian, and here is Brian's Song.
Brian, he grew, grew, grew and grew, grew up to be, grew up to be a boy called Brian, a boy called Brian. He had arms and legs and hands and feet. This boy, whose name was Brian, and he grew, grew, grew and grew, grew up to be his face became spotty and his voice dropped down low, and things started to grow on young Brian and Joe. He was suddenly no girl named Brian, not a girl named Brian. And he started to shave and had one off the wrist, want to see girls and go out and get pissed. A man called Brian, this man called Brian, the man they call Brian, this man called
Blessed are the sorrowful. They shall find consolation.
You'll probably get sweaters, underwear, and socks. But what you'd really like for Christmas is a nice hard copy.
I know is I could not leave her there.
All I know is I could not leave her there. 10 years the waves roll, the ships on the sea. Thinking well how it may blow when all good company. If I tell another what your own lips told to me, let me lay neath the roses and my eyes no longer see. I don't know, must have been the roses. The roses are the ribbons in a long brown hair. I don't know, maybe it was the roses. All I know is I could not leave her there. One pane of glass in the window. No one is complaining though. Come in and shut the door. Faded is the crimson from the ribbons that she wore. It is strange how no one comes round anymore.
We'll be right back. shotgun.
Yeah.
So hook up the gummy bear. See how the mates affect. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Yeah, yeah. I feel so broke up. I wanna go home. No one could kick off the ship. Assalamu alaikum, Mike.
Wa alaikum salam.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new.
You heard from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. The tracks were Sloop John and Blowing in the Wind. Before that, the Washington Social Club did New Jersey Malls. The Frogs did Here Comes Santa's Pussy. Catherine Moon and Josh Rubin did It Must Have Been the Roses. Pansy Division did Homo Christmas. And started off with a track from Monty Python from the soundtrack of the Life of Brian film entitled Brian's Song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And it was, and possibly still is, relay broadcasted on other outlets. And if they're still doing it, repeat broadcasting the show in the course of the week. And The Reverend Is In is going to be off for 2 weeks after tonight's holiday show, returning for New Year's 2006, which will be done on Sunday night, January 8th. And of course, we're building up to the January 22nd show, in which we will celebrate 5 years on the air. And please send your ideas and input and memories for that. And so far, there's some good stuff coming for that. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgender or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send song ideas, or input to forthcoming shows, or any other
okie doke,
or any other reason, except to send spam, unless it's the funny Jesus spam that still comes my way. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot before George W. Numbnuts Bush and after Ronald Reagan. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at the website sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And let's see, you can hear old shows that were done on The Reverend Is In, about a dozen, or download them for free, as well as checking out The Reverend Bookburn blog. at reverendbookburn.com. That's one word, reverendbookburn.com. And newly added, in addition to new blogs, is a collection of links. So I decided to just run a whole lot of links that are pretty frequently plugged, if not constantly plugged, on the show. And that's at reverendbookburn.com. And let's see. Again, in 3 weeks is the New Year show. January 22nd is the five-year anniversary show. And in February, we will do the more traditional shows like Love Night shortly before Valentine's Day, except this will be quite an alternative to the offerings of the corporate media and the corporate entertainment industry. And, of course, we have to celebrate Anti-President's Day, and we'll try to do that better than ever this coming February. Other future shows include The Reverend Cracks the DaPinch Me Code, Halliburton Gives Condi an Oilgasm, More Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, starring W. David Hager, Senator Henry Hyde, Randall Terry, and Neil Horsley, Henry Hyde's Retirement Party, another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems and the misuses and abuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other bullshit mythical uses of the word addiction. All of that will be for a fun show entitled Recovery for Propagandists. And another fun show to look forward to and get around to someday is Pubic Property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thought, walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, from Christian fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to certain kinds of women's studies classes. All of that will be in the Pubic Property show, and so far every idea and input offered so far from the book burners has been incorporated, which is another reason to keep letting time go on and accumulating more great ideas from you. Okay, let's see. Any birthdays? Happy birthday to Jennifer Hunter, and to check out her internet telephone domination service. You can go to jenniferhunterconsulting.com or call 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. And again, happy birthday to you. And let's see, what other birthdays? Well, of course, Brian, the sacred holiday, as has been told by the sacred word, the Monty Python holy, not Holy Grail, A Life of Brian film. And, yeah, that and The Meaning of Life are, of course, spectacular holiday films. And let's see, I think that's it for the birthdays and event announcements. Let's see, a couple of plugs for films. The Walmart movie is out in this shopping season. The reason for the season. Please remember not to shop at Walmart. And the movie is walmartmovie.com. A film that is giving bowel trouble to the American Christian Taliban, entitled Heart of the Beholder. Yes, the scourge of censors and holy Taliban types everywhere is available, and it's online at beholder.com. All right, we had a question after last week's show. What was the final song before signing off? The final song was by The Unseen and was entitled Scream Out. And this version was on Volume 2 of the Rock Against Bush compilation. And I now have a habit of doing that, like playing one final song and nobody knows what it is. So that's what it was. And let's see. And there's an article I'm hoping people check out, even though it's local. It's available online. It was published in Philadelphia City Paper, and they're online at citypaper.net. And the article is entitled Fight the Right, and it discusses an action by Philadelphia ARA, which stands for Anti-Racist Action, and they confronted an anti-choice and homophobic bigot from a group called Repent America, and that group is of course notorious for being obnoxious assholes. And so they were confronted by Philadelphia Anti-Racist Action, which does a kind of a counter-confrontation style of action themselves. And one of their members, named Jason Robbins, was arrested in that action in Pennsylvania, and he is facing an insane amount of time, like 20 years or 30 years. I forget the exact number, but it's an insane amount of money. I mean, insane amount of time. And what they're saying is that he resisted arrest and assaulted the police officer when he asked for ID. And the official story sounds like something in which most people, including the Reverend, would say, yeah, right. And actually, Jason Robbins was injured. His knee was injured, and he had to be hospitalized before they put him in the jail. So, it's actually more believable that he was attacked and savagely beaten before he was taken to the hospital and then taken to the jail. The story of Jason Robbins, Philadelphia Anti-Racist Action, is in the current issue of Philadelphia City Paper online. It's at citypaper.net. And then keep in touch with the paper and or Philadelphia Independent Media Center, phillyimc.org. And if a website appears or if there's a way in which people can become aware of the story, spread the word, and support him, you can do that and forward emails and all that in support of Jason Robbins. There's also other actions coming. Speaking of the American Christian Taliban, there is an event coming on January 8th, on the day that we do the New Year's show, but that's not until nighttime, of course, going by East Coast time. And former recipient of Asshole of the Week on the show, Reverend Herbert Lusk, a total slime pig of the Greater Exodus Baptist Church, has invited and decided to host guest speakers from the Family Research Council and Focus on the Family. Reverend Herbert Lusk is an inner city preacher and a corrupt clergy person. He was one of the first person from his community to put his head inside George W. Bush's ass in pursuit of a faith-based funding grant. And now he's taken that a step further with Justice Sunday. The people who are doing an action are at a website called DEFCON Blog, defconblog.org, and /2005/11/change the date. with hyphens between those three words, change the date. And there will be a protest outside Justice Sunday. And also you could check out Delaware Valley chapter of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at dvau.org. And we'll, of course, provide coverage of that event. And since it is shopping season, and since shopping is the reason for the season, I want to call attention to one of the links that has been on the new list of links at reverendbookburn.com entitled responsibleshopper.org, as well as, or .com rather, and sweatshops.org, where you can see which companies have the worst track record for using sweatshop labor, being environmentally fucked up, having atrocious labor and human rights records, etc. And please check both of those sites out. And since most people, including the Reverend, still have to buy shit, let me give some plugs right away. For something funny, there's babybushtoys.com. All kinds of books and DVDs and stuff from akpress.org. And, of course, the new Paul Krasner book entitled One Hand Jerking is at Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com. In Philadelphia, a must-see is Wooden Shoe Books and Records, which is on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. And online, they're at woodenshoebooks.com. All right. And, of course, holiday humor at landoverbaptist.org and whitehouse.org. Because we figure you will have had it by the time that the holidays are over. So we want to give a plug for Comic Relief and places where things can be purchased where it doesn't contribute to the further fucking up of the world. All right, let's see. There's a couple other things to call attention to. It's in this big mountain of paper. I will probably never get to all of this shit, but I will try. This is from A Infos and Radio for All, which is a series called Corporate Control, and one episode entitled Too Close for Comfort. And let's see. The summary is Maud Barlow speaks to the Hamilton Council of Canadians on research for the new book, Too Close for Comfort. And yeah, there's some very bizarre news in Canada, such as Canada becoming a part of this Bush idea called Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which includes the leaders of Canada, Mexico, and the United States after they gathered in Texas. God, they probably saw a lot of inbreeding while they were visiting. And with such goals as, and there's a whole lot of, you know, highlights to each one of these goals. Advancing our common security. Advancing our common prosperity. Security agenda. Prevent and respond to threats. Further streamline the secure movement of low-risk traffic across our shared borders. Regulate cooperation to generate growth. Sectoral collaboration to facilitate business. It sounds like those eminent domain assholes. Investing in our people. Efficient movement in goods. reduce the costs of trade. Joint stewardship of our environment. Oh, that's frightening. Create a safer and more reliable food supply while facilitating agricultural trade. That means Frankenfood. And, oh God, protect our people from disease. All of that from the Prime Minister of Canada, Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And if you want entire articles, let me know and I'll forward you this kind of information in full. Ugh, talked out already. There's more stuff to read, some more plugs. There's a special live holiday guest who is very special. He took time out from his busy schedule and removed himself from his handlers in Washington, D.C., his handlers. And we won't misinterpret that. And let's see, a whole lot of tunes. I don't know if we'll get to it. Let's see, I'll give you some websites to visit and peruse while the tunes are on. Let's see, for those who want to see a good goof on holiday traffic and travel and tours industry, there's a good site called VidLit, VidLit, that's one word, vidlit.com/lobster. And that's an excerpt from Consider the Lobster. vidlit.com/lobster. All right, some more holiday songs. A brand new, never played before discovery on the show. But first, let's play something holy, since it is the holiday season. Let's see, you're hearing me first and the Gimme Gimmes in the background if it's coming through. I hope it's not mono again, but apologies if it is. Let's play What If God Smokes Cannabis.
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? sits and smokes a bowl.
For too long, it makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Yeah.
Hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands from the Creator. I receive commands to kill the infidels, the abortion doctors, the gays, every kind of sex positive, and people who listen to bad and evil music. I hear voices and hallucinate angels. I hallucinate Our Lady of Guacamole. And I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social worker. I want to be your Christian supremacist service provider. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. For more information about the George W. Numnuts Bush plans for the faith-based initiative and other violations of church-state separation, according to the U.S. Constitution, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org. AU.org.
Gentlemen, I would now like to introduce to you our band's spiritual advisor and pharmacist, the Reverend Blue Blotter. Can we have a hallelujah?
Thank you, my people out there tonight.
Amen, brother!
I got a few words for you. Words from God Himself.
Amen.
Earthquakes, sub-zero temperatures, songs, my friends, as you'll see. Because, and haven't you learned something? If it isn't jerking off up there, that gives you pleasure. You gotta fuck like
Bobby. Let the orgy begin!
Wrap up in the fantasy. gotta learn how to treat a waster. I'm not talking about prejudice and all that shit. What I mean is caring, understanding, and respect. Tonight's a night if you're feeling alright. Move your body around like you lost your mind. Shake it up, spin around, jump it down to the ground. Cause the pink's gonna help you with this funky sound.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
This is a track that never ends, so we're going to kill that right away. You heard two tracks from Caesar Pink and the Imperial Orgy, and that is Sex Salvation and the Reverend Blue Blotter. The Damned did There Ain't No Sanity Clause. Fear did Fuck Christmas. Sloppy Seconds did Hooray for Santa Claus, which was from the soundtrack of the movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Actually, their version of that song. King Missile did Detachable Penis. And from an unknown artist, What If God Smokes Cannabis? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2005. And of course this theme is one of the sacred annual holy traditions. And like the New Year's show, like Palm and Stroke Sunday, like Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and other things we've had so much fun with, George W. Bush's unbirthday party, Anti-President's Day, which we can't wait to do in February. Hopefully we'll still do the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl in January, although it's going to be a busy month for the Reverend and his life off the air. And let's see, is our guest here? Let's see. Oh, quick plug. I heard the site was down, but the main character of the classic Silver City movie Dickie Pillager is actually a website, DickiePillager2004.com. Although I heard it was down, but if it isn't, it should be a hoot. Because that movie was just fantastic. It was 5 stars. It was in the leg of Canadian Bacon or Bob Roberts or other fantastic yet socially conscious movies. And our guest is here. Oh, we must have him come in and talk. Yes, it's true, he's the biggest fucking idiot on this continent, possibly the world. And I know he can hear, but he's such a dumb fuck, he won't even realize it. I'll tell him I was talking about somebody else. But he is known throughout the world as a war criminal, a corporate, an Enron ho, and of course we mean no disrespect to actual and legitimate hoes, and any kind of ho-ho-ho, because they do not deserve the degrading comparison. But he's a corporate, an Enron ho, a war criminal, the presider over a Christian Taliban-dominated regime, and known throughout the world as one of Earth's most colossal fucking idiots, a past drunk, somebody who was trying to cover up an illegal abortion before Roe was legal in 1971, a third generation member of a crime family known as the Bushes, the son of one of the key mass murderers in the Iran-Contra scandal, the grandson of somebody who contributed millions of dollars to the Nazi Party of Germany before the U.S. went to war with them, as documented in the Saving Private Power book, and the brother of two fucking idiots, including the savings and loan scam perpetrator Neil Bush, who was a partner with Buddy Charles Keating, and of course Jeb Bush, need we say more, the father of two alcoholic twins, and the uncle of a druggy niece, the husband of one of the other of Earth's most premier embarrassments. Without further ado, a man who actually needs no introduction. Don't fall over the chair, please. Oh God, you always bring so many goons with you. Book burners everywhere. Tonight our guest is Mr. George W. Bush. Hi, welcome. I promise not to bring up those two highly suspicious so-called elections. I don't want to say anything to bum you out, because it's the holiday spirit and you already look really depressed. Look, you're rich as fuck. You've gotten your way on most things. These Christian Taliban fucks you wanted on the Supreme Court got there. What could possibly be bringing you down? Here, give him the mic.
Okay, talk. Talk into the mic. That phallic looking thing.
Ha ha. Thank you, Reverend. I'm upset because they don't want to allow me to torture anymore any of our detainees from either of the countries that are engaged in our war on terrorism. All I want for Christmas is my torture tools.
Oh.
Okay, so you're upset because you want license for unlimited torture, and John McCain and all these other people are discouraging you from overtly
condoning torture, or continuing to overtly condone torture. Is that right? Yes, that's right, Reverend. I want to continue the practice of torture, and now they don't even want me to spy on U.S. peace activists and dissidents in this country. It's really a sad day for the Bush regime. And if that wasn't bad enough, the shoes I bought Condi Rice were too small and make her feet hurt. And Congress is not going to renew the Nazi Fascist Patriot Act. Well, we here at the Reverend is in is sorry to hear that, Mr. Bush. We know that is quite a blow to your psyche. I understand you have a spy song, is that right? Yes, that's right, Reverend. I like to sing to the American people. Every move you make, every toke you take, I'll be watching you. Alright. See, we didn't know that you had singing talents. There is something new offered to the book burners every edition of the show. Alright, we'll have to put that on the show archives at reverendbookburn.com. And, so does Sting know that you sing that? No, we are in the process of getting copyright approval so that we can sing our song, as well as All I Want for Christmas is My Torture Tools. Well, okay, what do you do to make yourself feel better now that all these tragic things have happened? And all of these blows to your agenda, as well as your out of control, spiraling downward, standing with the people who used to support you in this nation. Well, I've kind of reverted back to my old ways of the bottle. I had a few drinks before I jumped on my pogo stick and kind of bumped my head again, and stole some of the booze from my daughters, and I took some pills from my niece Noelle, and it's a sad Christmas for the Bushes, although we did get to sing by the tree with that dollar store clinician Dr. Phil. Okay, Mr. Bush. Well, I hope you feel better. I can't say that I'm sad about the loss of those things that you are upset about losing, but we here at the Reverend is in like to spread cheer and merriment. We want to thank you for being on the show. We hope you liked hearing Caesar Pink and the Imperial Orgy just before you came out here to speak. And let's see, I want to thank you for, I guess this is your half a dozenth appearance on the show. We hope you return before the end of your regime. And if your regime does crash and burn, well, we hope you'll come on the show anyway so we can talk about that. Okay, Reverend, I'm going to head back to Dickless Cheney's bunker now and hide in his cave for a little bit longer. With Laura. At least I think it was Laura. I heard it was a transvestite who just impersonates Laura. Or actually, I heard Laura wasn't a transvestite who impersonates somebody from Laura's sweet family. Well, okay. Thank you, Mr. Bush. Mr. George W. Bush.
Thank you.
See him out and tell him to take those goons with the suits with him. Okay, thank you very much. All right. Tonight's show is dedicated to somebody who's not dead. I know we've mourned the dead a lot this past year, starting with Marlon, a great engineer and the producer of the show, until June. And but this is a person who is not dead, but a person who is moving away. And his name is Mephistopheles, and he is going to move far away from this beautiful Philadelphia area. And he's a friend, a former coworker, and cool guy. and it is a loss. And so we hope you like the show that is dedicated to you. And we're going to play some more tunes starting, let's see, we actually have, I found an old Jimi Hendrix Christmas record. Let's see, we'll play from Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping, another special holiday song. But first, it's definitely time for Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper. Let's play a special track by them. This is entitled, Debbie Gibson is Pregnant with My Two-Headed Love Child.
Debbie Gibson is pregnant with my two-headed love.
Thank you. Children, this is the gospel. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good not to buy. This is the good news. Throw open the windows, shout it out into the streets. Everybody, everywhere in the world, listen to this. You are safe now. American products, they've all been locked inside the big boxes. Our salesmen are under house arrest. International common sense has grounded our jets. Yes. We stopped our shopping.
Stop starting. Get ready, the fear is departing.
Welcome to the Church of Stop Shopping. I'm Reverend Billy with the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir here in the East Village in lovely downtown New York City, here with Brother James Solomon Ben.
Yes, I'm here with you, Reverend.
Today's message, we ask the question, who will be spared the coming of the Shapocalypse?
Yes.
Oh, we try to do the right things. We try to honor our family, our great nation. We maybe go to Disneyland or Walmart or Starbucks. We drive and we walk and we stand in line. We're Americans.
Yes, we are. Amen.
But then we get to the cash register. We turn and we notice our friends have burst into flames.
Oh, no, say it isn't so, Reverend.
Can you feel the burning?
Yes.
Do you feel that pain? Shopping.
No.
I'm standing in line all day with commercial foreplay pumped into my skull. Finally get to the cash register. Devil, do it. Get it over with. Do it. Convert me into a savage yuppie. Cover me over with a style I have not earned.
Have mercy.
Let me chase the truly original people down to the dark alleyways and let me copy them and imitate them until they die naked and astonished. Let us pray.
Yes.
Let us pray to the God that is not a product. Let us put the odd back into God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Will you be strange enough? Can we change enough?
Yes, we can, Reverend.
We want to break through the retail wall.
Yes.
We want to be warriors of bilessness. Can we be utterly inappropriate?
Yes.
Yes, amen.
We're coming back strong, Reverend.
There is a traffic jam rolling over me inch by inch. And it is killing children on the other side of the world. Can I stop my shopping?
Amen.
But we know also that we're learning to see and to feel that fire, the Shapocalypse. It registers as a kind of tempting dullness. There's only this barely perceptible feeling that we have forgotten something about ourselves.
Yes.
Something very important. We'll be right back.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, December 18th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org. We have not a person, but an entire group of people. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is DOD, Department of Defense. The Department of Defense has revealed in an over 400-page document obtained by news sources that spying has occurred for over 1,500 suspicious organizations, including Quaker and pacifist groups of people within the U.S., accumulating endless data and spying on people who have nothing to do with terrorism, but are people who have dissenting voices and opposing views regarding the war and the crimes of the Bush regime. This blatant and arrogant abuse of power is unprecedented, going even beyond the levels reached by Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and even Daddy George Bush and his regime. The current people within the DOD, Department of Defense, for spying on American citizens and peace groups, you are Assholes of the Week. Alright, we heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Spinal Tap did Christmas with the Devil. Three tracks from Reverend Billy's hilarious comedy release, Good News, Stop Shopping, and Shopocalypse. From Jimi Hendrix's Christmas release, Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, and Auld Lang Syne. And started off with Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper doing Debbie Gibson is Pregnant with My Two-Headed Love Child. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is The Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2005. Yes, that this theme is now a sacred annual holiday tradition. And we want to thank again our live guest, George W. Bush, for coming here and speaking to us. It's always good for one's self-esteem to be sitting side by side speaking with a total fucking retard and feeling better about oneself. And clearly he is not only an idiot, but one of the most fucked up people on the planet. And I want to thank him for being so good for the Reverend's self-esteem. Tonight's show is dedicated to Mephistopheles, who is moving far away. And, of course, happy birthday to Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com. And hello and shout out to some long, long time veterans of the Yippies, Pie Man from pieman.org, and AJ Weberman, who among his many talents is, besides a researcher and a writer and garbologist, the study of garbage as thrown away by famous and powerful people, he is also, since the mid-60s, been a Dylanologist. Yes, he has created the art of Dylan's history and most of all his lyrics into an actual science and study, and has now released a book about his research. Let's see if it's, if we have a title. It's called Dylan to English Dictionary, and you can check it out online at dylanology.com. And the Reverend knows the Pie Man and A.J. Weberman, or at least did years ago. So we're going to see if we can get him down here to talk about Dylanology and his book. And you can check it out at dylanology.com. Always interesting, that A.J. Weberman. Okay. Oh, God, there's so much shit to read, and I'm not going to read it. All right, I'm not reading the torture stuff. Let's see. I'm not reading the spy stuff or anything else about our guest, Bush. Skip everything unnecessary. All right. An interesting book has come out entitled The Republican War on Science by Chris Mooney. And I'll just read a little bit instead of the whole thing, of a review by John Horgan, which goes like this. Last spring, a magazine asked me to look into the whistleblower case involving a United States Fish and Wildlife Service biologist named Andy Eller. Eller, a veteran of 18 years with the service, was fired after he publicly charged it with failing to protect the Florida panther from voracious development, one of the first species listed under the Endangered Species Act. The panther haunts southwest Florida's forests, which builders are transforming into gated golf communities. After several weeks of interviews, I wrote an article that called the service's treatment of Eller shameful and emblematic of the Bush administration's treatment of scientists who interfere with its pro-business agenda. My editor complained that the piece was too one-sided. I needed to show more sympathy to Eller's superiors in the Wildlife Service and to the Bush administration. I knew what the editor meant. The story I had written could be dismissed as just another anti-Bush diatribe. It would be more persuasive if it appeared more balanced. On the other hand, the reality was one-sided to a startling degree. An ardent conservationist, Eller had dreamed of working for the Wildlife Service since his youth. He collected first editions of environmental classics like Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. The officials who fired him based their denial that the panther is threatened in part on data provided by a former state wildlife scientist who had since become a consultant for developers seeking to bulldoze panther habitat. The officials were clearly acting in the spirit of their overseer, Secretary of the Interior Gail Norton, a property rights advocate who has questioned the constitutionality of aspects of the Endangered Species Act. This episode makes me more sympathetic than I might otherwise have been to The Republican War on Science by journalist Chris Mooney. As the title indicates, Mooney's book is a diatribe from start to finish. The prose is often clunky and cliched, and it suffers from smug, preaching-to-the-choir self-righteousness. But Mooney deserves a hearing in spite of these flaws, because he addresses a vitally important topic and gets it basically right. Mooney charges George Bush and other conservative Republicans with science abuse, which he defines as any attempt to inappropriately undermine, alter, or otherwise interfere with the scientific process or scientific conclusions for political or ideological reasons. An excerpt from a review of The Republican War on Science by Chris Mooney, a book that sounds worthwhile, and this is from dissidentvoice.org. A great website. I should have put it in my links at reverendbookburn.com. Dissident Voice is one word. Dissidentvoice.org. And it's from December 5th. And it's by Joe Badgent. A whore that sitteth on many waters. What the Left Behind series really means. By Joe Badgent. Dissidentvoice.org. December 17th, a different date. Jesus merely raised one hand a few inches and a yawning chasm opened in the earth, stretching far and wide enough to swallow all of them. They tumbled in, howling and screeching, but their wailing was soon quashed as all was silent when the earth closed itself again. From Glorious Appearing by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. The best thing about the Left Behind books is the way the non-Christians get their guts pulled out by God. From a 15-year-old fundamentalist fan of the Left Behind series. That is the sophisticated language and appeal of America's all-time best-selling adult novels celebrating the ethnic cleansing of non-Christians at the hands of Christ. If a Muslim were to write an Islamic version of last book in the Left Behind series, Glorious Appearing, and publish it across Middle East, Americans would go berserk. Yet tens of millions of Christians eagerly await and celebrate an end time when everyone who disagrees with them will be murdered in ways that make Islamic beheading look like a bridal shower. Jesus, who apparently has a much nastier streak than we have been led to believe, merely speaks, and the bodies of the enemy are ripped wide open down the middle. In the book, Christians have to drive carefully to avoid hitting splayed and filleted corpses of men and women and horses, even as the riders' tongues are melting in their mouths, and they are being wide open gutted by God's own hand. The poor damned horses are getting the same treatment. Sort of a divinely inspired version of fuck you and the horse you rode in on. This may be some of the bloodiest hate fiction ever published, but it is also what tens of millions of Americans believe is God's will. It is approximately what everyone in the congregation sitting around me last Sunday at my brother's church believes, or some version of it. How can anyone acquire and hold such notions? Answer: the same way you got yours and I got mine. Conditioning. From family and school and society, but from within a different American caste than the one in which you were raised, and from things stamped deep in childhood, such as coming home terrified to an empty house. This is from dissidentvoice.org by Joe Badgent, a whore that sitteth on many waters, what the Left Behind series really means. And this whole thing is good, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because I'm running out of time. Another plug for swingthestate.org. Thank you, people who send me all this cool stuff, as well as people who sends what the Reverend loves, which is cartoons. All right, let's see. A message from the Reverend and DeMonica. The late Marlon, a great engineer's cat, Herman, is doing well, purring, affectionate, coming out of his shell since he moved, and is doing great. I would love to get a picture, maybe at the Radio Volta site, but to everybody who is interested, especially Voltoids and Philly independent media folk, Herman is doing well, is happy as can be, and we absolutely love him. All right, Herman the Cat updates periodically, and let's see. We'll talk about the Reverend's film projects, such as The Passion of the Santa, United We Stand Erect, and other video ideas that we want to do in this forthcoming year. We're off for 2 weeks, and then coming back January 8th for the New Year's 2006 show. And not sure how the days off are going to come in January and February, but January 22nd, there's definitely a show, and we're going to celebrate 5 years of being on the air. Tonight's show is dedicated to Mephistopheles, who is moving far away. Goodbye, brother. And let's see. Check out the links and blog and old shows at reverendbookburn.com. Write to me, quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. We will do the credits and then play some final tunes, and I will say what they are in advance, so you don't say, what was the name of those songs again? The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Holiday Tree and Ball Special 2005. Thank you, all of Radio Volta, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Mr. Ed Gold, RadioLeft.com, Ms. Terry, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, RCAA, the Raheel Pro-Choice Group at Beloit College in Wisconsin, Renee Bryant from OnTheRag.net, Paul Krasner, check out PaulKrasner.com, Mr. Scott and Family, Lobo Red, Lady Pixanne, Mephistopheles, goodbye, Drusilla, St. Anne Marie, Leela Walla, the Pro-Choice League from ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, the Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice League, Dark Lady, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, the Coffee Goddesses, Everlasting Godstopper, blah, 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 blah. Pie Man from pieman.org, Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Dallas Blanchard, Barf from barf.org, The Biblical America Resistance Front, Ananda Plume, Ward Sutton, Justin, Mr. Zvi, The Mac Goddess and Family, Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, All Folks, The Reverend Met at the Last DC Protest, Champion Lombard, Walter G, All Bush Lickers and Book Burners Everywhere, and to Demonica, thank you. And we will see you on January 8th. Let's play some final tunes and then we're out of here. Let's see. I'll give you a couple of goodies before we go. Let's see. Haven't played Helios Creed in a while. So we'll play Helios Creed's The Last Laugh and then Surgery doing Action Candy. And we'll close with The Cows doing Almost a God. Good night.